You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Benanger, and this is your morning news. The Community and Protective Services Committee's 2022 budget will provide nearly $210 million towards housing services in the new year. On November 18th, the committee was approved to receive a total of $1.45 billion in 2022. The budget was the largest of any committee and will provide funding to paramedic services, mental health care, housing, and more. Marie-Josée Houle is the executive director of Action Logement in Ottawa, a charity that provides free housing and homelessness prevention services to low-income tenants. Houle says the task of finding suitable housing for individuals has become more challenging in recent years.
Because of the housing crisis, there is no housing to move people into. And this is something that we've been screaming about for a long time, long before, you know, we had the official declaration of a housing crisis in Ottawa. We just knew that before in the past, if someone was having trouble paying their two-bedroom apartment, we could say, okay, well, let's look at your budget, and well, maybe we can move you into a one-bedroom apartment or find you something in a different area of the city, so on and so forth. But now everything that's available on the market is a whole lot more than what people are currently paying for.
Although Ottawa's housing crisis was exacerbated by unemployment and rising inflation during the pandemic, rent prices have been on the rise for over a decade. According to data from the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, the average price of a one-bedroom apartment in Ottawa has risen by 32% in 10 years. Ontario is a rent-controlled province, meaning landlords can only raise rent by a certain amount every year. However, this policy does not apply to vacant units, resulting in very few affordable units available to rent at any given time.
Because of rent control and kind of the financialization of housing and the trend to profit at all costs, regards to rental accommodation, our focus at Action Logement has been to keep people housed at all costs, because the minute they lose their home, we cannot stabilize their tenancy. If they leave of their own choice or if they are evicted, the affordability of that home is gone forever because the rent control doesn't apply to vacant units in Ontario.
In 2020, the City of Ottawa released an updated 10-year plan to end homelessness. The plan identified key factors contributing to homelessness, such as the impact of inflation on rent prices and the lack of affordable units available for rent on the market. One of the solutions proposed within the document was to invest in the creation of new low-income housing in Ottawa. The Community and Protective Services Committee will invest approximately $15 million in 2022 into housing services, the sector responsible for implementation of the 10-year plan. Houle agrees that creating more affordable housing is integral to addressing Ottawa's housing crisis and will aid in homelessness prevention. However, she urges policymakers to think about what affordability actually means to community members who already struggle financially.
The affordability question is huge. So someone might not need supports. They might not need, you know, mental health or addiction support or just stabilization or integration supports for newcomers and so on and so forth, which sometimes gets us to behaviors or issues where the landlord can seek to evict them. It is strictly a financial issue, and where people who are on OW and ODSP might have eked by, especially with help of the food bank and other resources, they might have been able to live on the private market without a subsidy. Now they absolutely can't.
Houle notes that she is happy to hear that the city will be taking financial measures to target housing in 2022, but she would also like to see the city act on prior housing commitments, such as the pledge to soften R4 zoning bylaws and mitigating the loss of community housing projects. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Benanger.